Well, from TV to what's trending in social media this week, and in a word, lawmakers here and in Canada, here's sound from the normally sedate Canadian Parliament yesterday.
Order! Order!
And here's the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday. What's going on? Mike Barry is head of audience at The Guardian U.S. He joins us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, but this is wild. Let's start with Congress. Serious issues. Representative Sean Maloney of New York was trying to pass an amendment to an act that would prevent the government from discriminating against companies that had religious beliefs opposed to hiring LGBT workers. Now, they thought that Congressman Maloney had the votes. He did have the votes going in, but what happened?
Well, he had the votes, and the votes were recorded, and then Republicans in the House kept the vote open and essentially whipped their members to vote nay on the amendment, and eventually the amendment was defeated. This prompted shouts of shame from Democratic members of the House chamber and a lot of kerfuffle on social media.
Well, so what has the conversation been online?
Well, what I think is really interesting about this is an example of C-SPAN going viral. It is a fascinating sort of evolution for this network, which was originally designed to be a TV network that, you know, would show give transparency to Congress. Well, now it's being used in a social media context to highlight very specific moments that speak to larger conversations. We're obviously having a national discussion about LGBT issues, and bathroom bill laws are being put forward in a bunch of states around the country. And what you have here is an interesting moment where social media's increasing emphasis on video plays into this particular moment on the floor of the House. You have what, you know, C-SPAN is essentially a fairly dry network where you're seeing the procedures of Congress day by day. But they were able to take this snippet of C-SPAN, the snippet of a moment in Congress, and turn it into a viral video that really spoke to both sides of this issue. And Sean Patrick Maloney, who was behind this amendment, actually tweeted after this video went viral, "Every single Republican who voted against my amendment should be ashamed of themselves. Your children will remember your hate." That's the kind of conversation that social media can prompt, particularly in this context.
Okay, well, House Speaker Ryan, who's the one who didn't call for the immediate vote, and his critics say that's what allowed his House members, the Republicans, to be pressured to have their votes changed. He says protecting LGBT rights should be up to the states, not the federal government. So we leave that conversation and move north to Canada. Let's set the scene there. In Canada's parliament, they were about to vote on limiting debate on Prime Minister Trudeau's medically assisted death bill when what happened.
So essentially, they were trying to proceed with the vote. Members of parliament were actually blocking another guy from trying to get to his seat so that the vote could actually begin. And that's when Prime Minister Trudeau actually stepped in physically and walked over and got into this scrum and pulled the guy out and elbowed somebody.
Well, Trudeau has since apologized several times, but this is so unusual for Canada. What's happening on social media?
Well, honestly, this is the flip side of a social media persona that Justin Trudeau has been cultivating very carefully before and in the midst of his prime ministership. He's had huge hits with things like filling his cabinet with 50% women and saying it was because it's, quote, 2015, calling himself a feminist. But the flip side is that with that visibility comes these moments where that persona is essentially disrupted. You know, if that bubble is popped, it allows people to immediately understand that this is a global figure. This is a man who had a particular image. And this is the flip side of it. This is him being the ugly side of social media when you're trying to build out your brand that way.
Mike Barry, head of audience at The Guardian U.S. Thanks so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Robin.